Eddie sent me an email on Erev Shabbos saying, you know, Cholamoid is a time not to work, but it's a time to learn, so let's learn. Absolutely, positively.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go for it. So here we go. So as you can see, this is a Gemara in Sukkah, and yes, this is 6 months away in either direction, so we're as far as possibly could be from Sukkahs, but we're not as far as possibly could be from the ideas in this. So we'd like to go through two Gemaras. I discussed this briefly on Yom Tov, but I want to actually do this inside over here, which as it relates to Sirah Sa'imar. The Mishnah tells us this to me is really a remarkable Mishnah in many, many ways. This Mishnah appears both in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah. It appears here in this source on Mem Aleph and Aleph in Sukkah. It is in the third parak of Sukkah. It says the following: Barishan at the beginning, Hayalulav Nital B'Migdash Shivas Shiva over Medina Yom Echad. So at the beginning, it used to be that the lulav was taken in the base of Megiddo, in the confines of the base of Megiddo for 7 days, and in the Medina, in the rest of the country, I mean, so anywhere outside of the precinct of the Megiddo, should be shaken or held for 1 day. Mishachar base of Megiddo, Shiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyahei Lulav Nital Kim Medina Shiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana that one should hold or shake the lulav outside the precinct of the Megiddo for 7 days, which is what we do. By the way, of course, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the pivotal person because he is the person who lives through the destruction of the base of Megiddo. Right, he's the one who negotiates the Ten Liyavne v'Chachomei and so on. So he's sort of setting the standard, and then he makes many gzeres which relate to the Churban HaMikdash. It is interesting, as a side note, that the Rambam actually paskins that, and that this may extend a little bit beyond where the precinct of the Mikdash as well, which is why if you're at the Kotel sometimes and you've already shaken the lulav that day, there is an inyan to take your lulav again, so that if that Chabad fellow will come up to you and say, so if you're shaken today and you've already shaken, do shake the lulav again at the Kotel, maybe not with the Brocha, because it is only the Shittas Rambam, but nonetheless there might be a Kiyum D'Oraisa of B'Migdash Kol Shiva, where as opposed to B'Medina, as a Zechel Migdash, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying over here. So that is just a very fascinating nafkamin of this Mishnah, and we see two stages over here. And then, finally, another Gezeira Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has recorded, Shei Yom Hanef Kuloi Asu, which relates to us, actually, which relates to Sirah Sa'imah. The way it used to be is that the only time you could eat Chadash, you could only eat grains which had taken plant from last year's 15th of Nisan, would be only after the Korban HaOmer was brought. So the Korban HaOmer was cut at night and brought in the morning. So what happens when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer here? So Rabbi Yochanan would say that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a decree that you don't have it the entire day. You can't have new grains the entire day of the 15th, the second day of Pesach to us. Why? Because the Gezeres Shema Yibane Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and people are going to forget what the real minag was if they did it at some point in the morning or the afternoon. The Gemara goes through various permutations. That's the Mishnah. Now, the reason why this Mishnah is so relevant to us is because this is actually one of the sources of what's called Zecher LeMikdash, remembering the Mikdash that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is instituting. The Gemara now states its source for us. It tells us the following: Minolon, how do we know Davdinon Zecher LeMikdash? How do we know that this is a value in our system to do a Zecher LeMikdash? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Lekra, the pasuk tells us, Ki ale ele aruka lecha umimakoscha er po'echa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal us from our wounds. Noam Hashem speaks the Lord. Ki nidche karula, because it is called pushed away, meaning Jerusalem is called pushed away. Tzion, hi doresh eina. Zion is without those who seek it out. The Gemara now comments on that pasuk saying, Doresh Ein La, it's almost like the poet is saying, you know, is bemoaning the fact that there's no one who can seek out Tzion. So Michlal, this implies, Deboi Drisha, that it requires seeking out. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took upon himself the initiative to seek out Zion. So how do you do that? You do that by doing things which they used to do in the Mikdash, so you remember what they did in the Mikdash. Right, so therefore we take the lulav, all seven, as it remembers that the Mikdash used to be different, even though at the time of the Mikdash was in effect and in motion, we didn't need that because we had the 1 day for us and 7 days for the Mikdash. So that's how we do it, and that's why we shake the lulav all 7 days, which is very fascinating. Halacha, most people don't realize that for 5 in Chutz Laaretz or for 6 days in Eretz Yisrael, when you're shaking the lulav, you're not shaking it as a kiyum, it's a lulav, you're shaking it perhaps as a kiyum. Zecher LeMikdash, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
We make a bracha, though.
Oh, so is there a bracha on Zecher LeMikdash? So it seems like that there's a bracha on Zecher LeMikdash. Rabbi Soloveitchik actually talks about this. He talks about this a little earlier. We're going to get to a little section in Yeshimas Shirim, whether you say a bracha on Zecher L'Mikdash, and what's the Kiyum in? Is the Kiyum in Zecher L'Mikdash, or is the Kiyum in the Mitzvah itself? Meaning, there's a very fascinating debate about that. Well, that's one of the issues we're going to focus on today.
What? So
do we make a Shechian or not? So that's what we're going to get to in just a second. Right, exactly. So there's a number of contradictions we're going to see. So for instance, we don't say a Shechianu on Hillel's Zecher L'Mikdash. That was also Zecher L'Mikdash. If we go through all the Zecher L'Mikdashes in the year, we'll see there's an inconsistency in the way some act and some don't act, which is exactly what we're going to focus on just right now. So if this is all we had, then we'd have a number of contradictions, because as you said, there's a number of Zecher L'Mikdashes which don't operate necessarily in the same way. So the reason why this is significant is if you look, there's another source of Zecher L'Mikdash, and that is to be found above Basra Daf Samach on Beis. How are we in the Daf? Is this we're getting here, or we just passed it? Just passed it. Oh yeah, of course, we're already in the Hasvina right now, right? So at the end of Cheskas Abatim, after 30 long blat of very complicated discussions about how to create Chazaka, is on the different types of property. And Kinyanim at the end of the Perek. The Perek ends with actually a whole section on Yerushalayim. So Dach Samach Amvez, very end, last stuff of Cheskas Zabatim. We're going to start where the little arrow is. It's about three quarters of the way down the page. The first section we're not going to read over here is where a very fascinating practice, which is described the Prushim in Eretz Israel. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they stopped eating meat and meat. Because they said, how can we eat meat when the meat was brought for a karbanah? So there was a whole long, very interesting discussion. Rabbi Yeshua was basically pushed them to abduction ad absurdum, where they could, you know, he said, well, they used to have wines. They said, okay, we're not going to have wines. They said, well, they used to have, wheat because of menachos. They stopped eating wheat until a point where there was no longer water because of the water libation, and they were stuck. There was nothing left to drink. And Rabbi Yeshua's point was trying to say that, that you can only make a gzera on the tzibur if most people can adhere to it. So don't go to extreme measures. And you need to say, we need to remember the Yerushalayim, we need to remember the destruction, but it needs to be in terms that everybody can manage. Right? Can you imagine not being able to eat meat? You know, certainly on Pesach. It'd be, you know, very, very difficult. So Yeshua says, we need to remember the Beis HaMikdash, but that's a bit of an extreme approach. So now the Gemara enters, the Chachamim now enter and say, well, let's give you a more tempered approach as how to do Zecher HaMikdash. So we're starting with the Chachamim. Omru Chachamim. Sad Adam es Beis HaYasid u'mishayir boi por adavar mu'at. A person, when they are plastering or painting their house, they should leave over a section which is not plastered. Now, in our days, it's like sort of more or less painting. In those days, you know, the sud is the lime which covers the wall. Forget paint. They didn't have paint, nobody on the regular, the plebeians had paint in those days. So it means that you'd see the bricks, right, as opposed to the lime which covered them. V'kama Amar of Yosef, Amo al Amo, it should be a span of a cubit by a cubit. So, and actually, interestingly enough, when the house that we first bought when I grew up in South Africa had a section as you came into the door which was unpainted. It was a few layers of paint around, you could see it had been painted. But there was an artist who lived there before, and she'd drawn on it the words Zecher L'Churban on it. Right, as you came into the house. So that's what we grew up with, was this particular halacha. So Omar Rav Chista, keneged HaPesach, it needs to be facing the entrance way like we had it. And that's number one. So meaning to say, that's not, we'll call it a non-extreme way, where you're feeling the pain, it's not full, your house isn't as exquisite and immaculate as it should be, but nonetheless it's something which people could live with. Says the next example. Oyzer Adam called Tzarche Sudam Mishayir Davar Muat. This I don't know if people do. Is that you should do everything. You should prepare your entire Suda, but you leave out one little thing. Mahi, what is that thing you should leave out? Amar Papa, Kasa Daharsana. Right, one of the hors d'oeuvres you leave out. So I mean to say, what would regularly look like a normal meal, is lacking something. Right, there seems to be one thing which is missing. Oyzer Isha Kotach Shitel Mishayir Es Davar Muat. A woman should wear all her jewelry, barring one piece of jewelry. Now I don't know if in today's day and age it's possible for women to wear all their jewelry at once. But nonetheless, in those days when there was less jewelry to wear, so they would wear everything except for one thing. Mahi, and what would that be? Omar Rav, Bas Tzido, it would be some sort of hair, as Rashi seems to be some sort of gel, something that would go in the hair. So that there would be something noticeably lacking. So of course, you're allowed to express simcha, but the point is that there's a little bit missing in your simcha. How do we know this? In Shinema, now the pasuk is quoted as Imeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Himini from Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin. That if I forget Jerusalem, I should forget my right hand. Titabak L'Shoni L'Chiki Imez Lo Yeskarechi. Okay, So the Gemara actually adds on one additional zecher, which is my al rosh simchasi. What does it mean? On the head of my simcha. Omer Rav Yitzchak ze efer makle shebarosh chasanim. So Rav Yitzchak says that's what the minhag is, that we put ashes on the heads of the chasanim at the end of the beginning of the chuppah. Right, as remember, al rosh simchas, at the highest points of happiness, we don't. There could be no greater pleasure than a person finishing paying up their mortgage and their house being finished and redone and the contractors and everything. So at that point in time, you just kind of leave a little bit over. You know, when you have a meal and everything's beautiful, it's just a little bit, just isn't 100% beautiful. By the way, the next time that we have a meal and something doesn't work out, you know, this is a good opportunity to say, okay, Baruch Hashem, we're not at immaculate meals right yet. Nonetheless, what's fascinating about this is also talking about a notion of zecher, right? We're remembering the Mikdash, but the pasuk that's quoted over here is very different, right? It's not Tzion Doresh Ein La. There's those who do not seek out Zion, so we should enact that. As Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, this Gemara seems to be talking about zecher Mikdash, which is done. From the pasuk of Im Eshkachach Yerushalayim, woe be upon us if we forget Jerusalem. And so in good brisk alumnus, when there are two psukim, which are about a similar concept, it is perhaps an indicator that the concept isn't so similar as you might have thought. Maybe there's two tracks over here as to what's really going on. So on that note, there's a beautiful piece that Rav Soloveitchik has, a very famous piece, but I think it's worthwhile for us to actually see inside in Rishimas Shirim. These are the notes of the Shirim of Rav Soloveitchik, which were recorded by Rav Herschel Reichman, which are actually more and more are developing today. And Sukkah was one of the earlier ones, which has said the following. So let's take a look at this. I'm going to start on the right-hand column, and it quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara, as we just saw, he says, "Gemara minale davdin and zekle mikdash." And then he quotes the Gemara Babasra, which you saw. Kishmiviyah Gemara Meseches Babasra, Ez Minhage Avelos Beze Azman, Sheheim Zeichel Migdash Kagon, Shesod Adam Ez Beisel Vasid, Meshair Bo Amo Al Amo Kenegla Pesach, Bilti Mesuyad, Zeichel Migdash, Vechen Amina Ximas Efer Barosha Chasanim Zeichel Migdash, Himava Eres Atam Ali Dei Pasuk, Himishkacha Hirushalam Tishkachimini. The Gemara starts a different verse for the Zeicher, the Churban, the Zeichel Migdash. Vilicharakasha, that doesn't make sense. Lama Lohevio Hagemara Didon, Oysa Pasuk, Voysa Allah. So the Gemara in Sukkah should have also cited Mishkachach Yerushalayim. Why are you going to quote this obscure pasuk about Tzion Daresh Ein La? Just simply say Mishkachach Yerushalayim. We all know it. It's a song. Everybody's familiar with it. It's in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin. That's the way we should say as the Zeichel Migdash across the board for all practices that affect the lack of Migdash. That's the question Rosh Soloveitchik has, Venira. And therefore, he says, Shebezeichel Migdash yesh shnei dinim. Therefore, there must be two halachas in Zeichel Migdash. You know, they say famously, I used to go to Shir with Rav Silva in Kerem Yavne, and he used to always quote this where, poor town boy goes to town the first time, it's 1895, electricity just becoming a big thing, and he goes into town and he comes back and everybody's crowding around him and says, what was in town today? And he says, I saw the most unbelievable thing. He says, there was an instrument that had one wire which ran from one instrument to the other instrument in the next door room, and you could hear yourself through it. And I said, wow, that's amazing. But how does that work? One wire just connecting these two instruments, and how could you hear? So he says, well, I'll tell you the truth, actually, there were two wires. And everybody goes, wow. So he says, sometimes saying the two dinim doesn't always help you unless you know what the two dinim are really are. So like, Rasulullah just isn't saying just, oh, there's two psukim, and that, you know, we can run with that. That's not how this works. We need to understand and unpack what that actually means. So he says the following. Number one, Hilchos Avelos Zecher Migdash. The number one is the Zalachos of Avelos, which are in lieu of the Zecher of the Migdash. Zoya Gemara Basra. That is the Gemara in Baba Basra. Hayosoid Shel Hadinim Elu. The foundation of these laws are Nilma Meapostok Meshkach Yerushalayim, Vudizkor Yerushalayim Kafisha Hoysa Vilis Abel Al Churbana. When we do those things, when our house is lacking its pristine look, when you put the ashes on the head of the Chasanim, what is essentially we're doing? We're saying, look, we remember back to what was, the splendor that was, and we know that that's all gone. We know that's all in ashes. We know that's all destroyed. We can't live a full life when knowing what was and how we're lacking that. That's what that Zeichel Migdash is doing, and those are the emotions it's supposed to catalyze. However, there's another halacha base. Din lizkor es ha-mitzvos ha-kashuros le-migdash. To remember the mitzvahs which are associated with the Migdash. Hainu l'ha-alois al-libeinu es ha-migdash kashiyyeh bevinyona bim-herev yameinu. The other Zeichel Migdash is not to think about, woe, what we lost, but what we anticipate will be. We want it to be that we're going to be able to have the lulav being shaken all 7 days. The Zoya Sugi Shalafanin, this is a Sugi and Sukkah. Yesoy Dinim Elu Me'aposok Tzion Hi Doresh Ein La. Tzion is lacking those who seek her out. Ein Bekach Chalois Avelus Ala Avar. It's not about mourning. When we're shaking the lulav, we're not mourning about what is missing. Right, Elokiyum al Shema Asid Lavoi Kesha Migdash Yivne Yibone. We want it to be the time when the Midrash will be rebuilt and we can express that. Therefore, it is looking in different directions. One is looking backwards, one is looking forwards. According to Rav Soloveitchik. V'yitachein. And now he goes on, as only Rav Soloveitchik really does, is he goes into the Psukim and he sees how this is expressed in the Psukim. V'yitachein, it is possible, Shezecher Kaful Zeh, this double way of looking at remembrance, is Merumaz Bekraba Megillas Eicher, is found in the Pasuk Megillas itself of Eicha, because the Pasuk says, Zachar Yerushalayim Yemei On Ya'um Rodeha. I remember, or we remember the days of Jerusalem, the days of its poverty and its rebellion, and all the beautiful things that there were in it from the days of earlier. You may on yom the days of poverty, that is remembering, the type of remembering where we remember all the destruction, all the beautiful things, that all the mitzvahs that used to be in the Migdash, which we do in a, we'll call it a makeshift way now, because we're thinking about what should and will be. Now that's the framework. By the way, this is a very helpful framework in general, because now you can apply this across all Zeicher Migdashes. What Rav Soloveitchik now does is he now extrapolates it to Sirah Sayim, which is what we're in the middle right now, which is why this is just a fascinating extension. He quotes a famous Baal HaMa'ar. Baal HaMa'ar, Rav Zerachya HaLevi, who is a commentary on the Rif at the back of our Gemara's, comments on the following. He says, V'inei Baal HaMa'ar kosav, she'ein mevarchim she'chiyano al Sirah Sayim ebizya azman. So he says, coming back to the point that was mentioned beforehand, there is no she'chiyano on Sirah Sayim today. Mikavon, why? What's his logic? She'eino elo zeichel migdash. He says it's a zeichel migdash, and you don't do shechiano zeichel migdash. Umoisif di yesh bo agmas nefesh. And he says because you know when we count Sirus Omer, there's a sense of pain in our counting. Rad v'lakach ein omrim shechiano. We don't say shechiano. By the way, the sense of pain is because what is the Omer essentially? The Omer is a korban, right? So there's a korban we don't bring anymore, which is a Sirah of the Omer, so we count the Omer without having an Omer to count from, right? If you ask most kids what's an Omer today, they'll say it's a thing we count. But the Omer isn't something we count, it's actually it's a korban, minchas ha-Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. Right, so he says, v'tamua. Degar, and tilas lulav kol shiva, him ishum zeichel migdash, v'im kol ze, im chal yom rishon v'shabbos, omrim shech yon v'yom sheini, ma nafkim mina, ben sirah lulav. He says, look, if the first day of Sukkos falls on a Shabbos, and therefore you can't shake lulav because of the gzeira of Rabbah, what happened? That means to say on the second day you still say Sheikh Yanu nonetheless, even though it's Zeich in Eretz Yisrael. That was a very good point, because in Chutz Arts it is Maisa, it is the sacred Yom, so that's not a Raya. In Eretz Yisrael you said you'd say Sheikh Yanu on the second day, even though that's only a Kiyom of Zeich LeMikdash. If that's true, we see that there is a bracha of Sheikh Yanu on Zeich LeMikdash, so how do the two work together? So says Rav Soloveitchik, V'nire, the Sirus Oimer Ladasa Baal HaMa'or, the way the Baal HaMa'or understands Sirus Oimer B'Zeazman, he mitzvahs Zeich LeMikdash, Lizkores Achurban HaMikdash L'Shem Avelus. It is about what we're missing. It's looking back. We used to have this korban. It used to be this whole ceremony, and now this is all we have, right? He says, "Kesugi b'vadavasra b'chol mitzvah kazu ein amrim shechianu." In such a mitzvah, there is no, it does not warrant such a bracha shechianu. V'gam mishanim es etzam a mitzvah shal siras ayim lechad man da'amar shmoi shemonim yomim bali shavuos. So he says, and that's according to one Manda Omar, that we change from the days to the weeks. Now, what does he mean? Actually, if you go to the Oni, the Daf, which talks about Sirus Omer in Shas, didn't bring it in the notes over here, but in Menachah, it's Daf Samach Vav. The reason why Sirus Omer appears in Menachah, of course, is because the Omer is a Mincha, right? So it is one of the Menachos which is discussed. So I'm in Samach Vav and Aleph, at the very bottom of the page. When it ends the Sugya, there's a discussion as to what do we count? Do we count days? Do we count weeks? Do we count both? And it was a very cryptic sugya. It requires a lot of work in depth. But nonetheless, the last statement in this entire sugya is the words of Amemar, one of the Amoraim, who says, Amemar mani, yomi v'loy mani shavuay. Amemar would only count days and not weeks. So he would say, hayom yom, chamisha yomim ba'omer. And when he gets to, let's say, when we have weeks, he would not mention the weeks. Why? Omar zeichel migdashi. He says, it's a zeichel migdash. So what Soloveitchik is doing by referencing this Gemara is saying, what type of Zeichel HaMikdash is it? It's a type of Zeichel HaMikdash which is germane to Baba Basra Daf Samach Obeis, where we're missing something. That's why it's a sort of incomplete expression of what was, not a anticipation for what will be. And that's what he's referring to in this line. Meidach, on the other side, coming back to Rav Soloveitchik, lulav kol shiva mahavim mitzvah zechel migdash bebinyanai. When we shake the lulav, we're thinking about what we wish will be, which is the migdash when it is in operation. V'yesh b'ntilasa simcha v'loy avelus. And therefore the mode, or that we'll call it the emotions that accompany the shaking of the lulav those 7 days, is not one of lacking or missing, but rather happiness. Because we're thinking about the future. Raya lakach, I'll bring you a proof. HaRamah Kosev, the Ramah Paskins in Hilchos Sukkah, She'ein la'ovel la'hakif es abimah v'beis ha'knesses mishum de v'akofos lulav yesh simcha v'ovel osa b'simcha. The halacha is a person in the year of Avelus doesn't do akofos. Why? He says, because, wait a second, but isn't that bizman hazeh, that's that zeichel ha'migdash? He says, it's a type of zeichel ha'migdash, which is remembering what we should be doing. He's not part of that because at this point, he is in a moment of pain. That's why the Shechianu. Mitzvah zeichel ha'migdash zu, he ala Shema Asid, the future is what we're thinking about. Al binyas beis hamikdash la'asid lavoi v'al kein im loy birech shechiyanu b'yom rishon mevarech osa gam b'yom sheni. That's why there'll be a bracha on the day of second day. So this is Zora Soloveitchik's notion of zech lemedash, which is a remarkable, remarkable idea. Zora Soloveitchik's saying. Well, the Shechianu, he feels, there's Balamor. You know, again, you want to apply to every single sukkah because not all cases are germane. I want to add one last detail, perhaps, and this is just a very fascinating thing to consider. Going, you know, in a similar vein to this, you know, what Rav Soloveitchik essentially has done is he's passed the notion of Zeichel HaMikdash backwards and forwards, right? Meaning there's backwards and forwards looking and anticipation and more, and they work together. You need to know what was to be able to, and the lacking of it to appreciate what should be, right? But nonetheless, if you want to take even one step further, just a very fascinating, the Brisker Rav actually says on this Mishnah, very fascinating, this is the type of thing we get to do when we look at inside the sources, is the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had numerous takanas. He made many, many things, he instituted many things which were very much pivotal to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaDafei, there's so many things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did. And the question that all the Mefarshim ask are, why in this Mishnah are these two put together? Why is it shaking the lulav all 7 days? And the Yom HaNef, this day of the Sirah Sa'imer, being Osir all the time. So he said a very interesting thing. He said a very, very, and this adds one dimension to the psychology that Rav Soloveitchik is saying. The Brisker Rav says, when you make a Zeichel Mikdash, even the type of Zeichel Mikdash that Rav Soloveitchik is talking about, that we're talking about thinking about the future, right? And you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gets up and says, from here on inwards, we're going to now shake the lulav all 7 days because Sion Doresh Ein Lo, there's no one seeking out Zion, so you need to go seek it out. So what are you essentially telling people? Meaning, what's the message that you're giving to the populace as a whole? So it's actually the opposite right here, as the Gribus Grav says. When you say we're anticipating and waiting for the Mikdash, Sion Ein Doresh Ein Lo, although we are looking towards the future, but the fact that you need to make a zecher for what the future will bring means to say, folks, get yourself comfortable in your seats. Because it's going to be a little while till we get there, so that's why we're going to have to remember what it should be. Right? And institute something which is going to remind you what it should be, but the fact that you need to have this institution means to say it's not going to be next year, folks. As Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying. Right? Otherwise, you wouldn't need ever zecher l'mikdash what should be, because we're going to see it next year. So what essentially you've done, and this is just the outcome, this is the byproduct of this kind of zecher l'mikdash, is in a certain sense, as much as it brings hope, it also brings despair, because we know we're in for the long run. And he was right, it's 2,000 years since, right? So therefore, says that's why the Mishnah actually puts together the Yom HaNef Kula Asar. The Yom HaNef Kula Asar is that we don't eat the Chadash this year, midday, when the Beis HaMikdash would have been built, as if the korban would have been brought mid-morning and then we would have eaten it. Why? Because the Gemara says, because Shema Yibane Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash might be built now, at this very moment, and you'll now have eaten before the time it could have been brought. Right? And the Gemara goes through all the permutations of how it could have been. So what happens is the Mishnah merges together two takanos of Yochanan ben Zakkai. One is Zeichel HaMikdash, we should wait and see what the Beis HaMikdash is going to look like, but it's going to be for a while. And the other one is that we are concerned halachically, and therefore the Zman of Achilas Chodosh only starts on the third day of Pesach, because we are concerned at any second, Shemi Bona Beis HaMikdash. Which the Brisker Rav says, this is why the Mishnah merges these, because what he's trying to do is trying to temper those two emotions that the Tzibur are feeling when seeing Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takanos, which is why the two to go together. It's a very fascinating way of first of all, guiding a community through loss. And that's ultimately what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was doing. How do we pace ourselves at the same time as always remain where I'm hopeful of what should be? Anyways, wishing us all a Chag Kosher Sameach, Mitzvah Hashem, looking forward to seeing everybody over Yom Tov. Thank you.
This is reminiscent of the dichotomy between Kohelis and Shemesh.
Very much so. Yes, so coming back to yesterday, yes. backwards and forwards. Oh yes, absolutely. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Shomar Atzav Yishvach Vazak Nesu Zerol Vich Ochi Vol Atorim Yisru Shinemar Adonai Chofei Mantzik Hoyak Dil Tzor Avedir Yisqadal Yisqadash Shmei Rabba Yamadir Rabbi Yisrael 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 Yisr